Think about weight loss surgery because you're not getting results and you're struggling with getting the fat off the body and you've tried every diet under the sun. Let's freaking talk about it. Welcome to the brand new show, ladies and gents. This is episode number one, weight loss and coffee. Every morning I'm going to be bringing you guys a new topic, talking about what trends are going on, the ridiculous stuff people are doing to try and lose body fat, keeping it as simple as possible for you guys, bringing you as much content to keep this weight loss thing so easy, ladies and gents. It's why I love doing this, why I love talking about, it's why I give you guys my entire step-by-step plan for free. You guys got my workout programs, the calorie calculator, and we do one-on-one coaching for free. Every night, 6 p.m. Arizona time, you can literally call in and break it all down for you guys every single night, Monday, Sunday through Thursdays, ladies and gents. But let's break it down. Weight loss surgery, I get it. The biggest thing, the number one reason why people start to do weight loss surgery is because I get it. You guys have been trying to do everything to lose the weight. You've been doing 1,200 calories. You're starving yourself. You're killing yourself in the gym, doing tons of cardio, tons of workouts, drinking gallons of water, buying your friend's sister's dog's Goldfish Network marketing products, and you're still just not getting results, and you desperately are spending thousands of dollars on trainers, on nutritionists. Shoot, you even go to your doctor and ask for help. What do? They prescribe you some weight loss magical pill. They put you on phentermine, B12 shots, and they give you a 1,200 calorie diet. They don't even help you on it. Instead, it's all about the money. But that's not what it's about on this first episode. We're going to be talking about it with the weight loss surgery. It's the last resort. What is weight loss surgery doing? It's making it literally impossible to overeat. Making it impossible to take in enough nutrients. Take in enough calories. So when people first start, of course they're going to get results. You'll see a difference on this scale. Starving yourself will work for a little bit, but nobody talks about the health repercussions of it. Nobody talks about the failure rate. All you can find when you look up what is the success rate on YouTube, on Google for weight loss surgery, it's an 80 to 90% success rate. They don't talk about the long-term effect. Then we'll talk about the success rate after a couple years of doing it as the stomach stretches out. They don't talk about the health repercussions of anemia, because if you do bypass, your stomach is actually what absorbs the iron in the food you're taking in. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about how you're going to have to be on so many different supplements of vitamins and minerals because you can't take in enough of it from the real source, from fruit and veggies and meat, because they make it impossible for you to eat. That's why everyone's eating less than 800 calories a day. That's why you women are ripping your hair out and leaving it on the damn shower wall. It's because you're not taking in enough nutrients. I'm not even just talking about weight loss surgery. I'm talking about in general. When people are trying to lose body fat, we're just not taking in enough nutrients. Ugh, coffee is life, ladies and gents. If anyone ever tells you not to drink coffee, never talk to that person again, seriously. But anemia is one of the health concerns with it. Malnourish. You're not taking in enough nutrients. You're not taking in enough calories. And there's even more of that. They're talking about ulcers. They're talking about hernia. And then with just the digestion, you're not absorbing this nutrients anymore either, because some of the weight loss surgeries, they're actually taking out some of your intestines. And your intestines is one of the main ways to absorb that nutrients. As the stomach acid breaks down the food, it goes through the intestinal tract. And that's when you're absorbing the nutrients as it goes through the entire intestinal tract. And then that's why with, gluten, celiacs. That's why when people take in gluten, their intestinal tract essentially just shuts down. Everything goes right through you. So the receptors in the intestinal tract with gluten, it literally just shuts it down. So if you do weight loss surgery, they cut out your intestines. You're literally shortening the amount of more nutrient absorption because of it. And what kills me too, and with doing the one-on-one calls, it's a thing, everything I talk about, it's what I've heard, what I've had clients doing, what I've had clients gone through. And I hear it all the time with one-on-one calls, people calling in who've done weight loss surgery and they've stalled out, or they're gaining body fat back. And you can gain body fat and still do weight loss surgery. Just because you make it impossible for you not to be able to eat, your body is going to shut down its hormones. It's going to shut down its metabolism. The body is not going to function the way that it should because it's lacking so much nutrients. And what kills me the most too is people call in all the time. They're like, yeah, I did weight loss surgery a year ago and I'm stalled out and I can't get any more help. And my doctors just don't say anything. And they tell me I'm taking in too little. They tell me I'm overeating or I'm not doing it right. And that's what kills me the most is you're paying somebody to help you with the results, help you achieve your goals. And they're literally telling you that you are a liar after you just dropped a ton of money on weight loss surgery, went under the knife, put your body through a ton of stress because of doing surgery. Every time you do any type of surgery, you put your body under stress. And that's what kills me is what happens? They tell you, oh, go drink these protein shakes. They don't tell you you're going to be on protein shakes for the rest of your life because you can't absorb the nutrients. Your stomach is so small to where you can't take in enough calories. And they don't talk about that. And that's what kills me. And at the end of the day, it's all about the money. And hey, like I've heard people literally, I had a woman call in a couple weeks ago for a free one-on-one coaching. Yes, it is one-on-ones and they are free. All you guys got to do is call in when it's 6 p.m. Arizona time when I'm live. But she only weighed, I think, 190 pounds and they still did weight loss surgery. And I get it. You've tried so many different things and you think you, out of everybody in the whole world, can't lose body fat. But the craziest thing is you all have to lose weight before they even allow you to do the surgery. So if you just lost weight on your own, why are you still going to go through with the surgery? If you lose weight before you do surgery, you just proved yourself that you can lose body fat. You can get results and you can do it on your own. But people still go through with it and it just doesn't make sense to me. Last year in October, I had a one-on-one. Somebody called in. They were commenting on the live and they're like, hey, I'm about to do weight loss surgery. I'm down 40 pounds. What do you recommend? I'm like, hold on. You're down 40 pounds. Why the hell are you doing weight loss surgery? It doesn't make any sense at all. You got results. Why are you going to continue with weight loss surgery? You're losing body fat. That's the point of doing weight loss surgery, is to lose the body fat. But if you don't have to go under the knife and have to have the risk of all the health concerns of doing it, out-of-pocket costs, I don't even want to get into insurance premiums and people making insurance skyrocket even higher, more expensive here in America, because we're literally having insurance pay for weight loss surgeries. If they stopped doing that, people probably wouldn't go to the last resort of doing weight loss surgery. But she is now down 80 freaking pounds. Canceled her weight loss surgery. She called me a month out from her weight loss surgery appointment. She didn't do it. She's down 80 pounds. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gents. It is 100% on you. You can get the results on your own. Everyone can lose body fat. It's just you got to do it the right way. And day in and day out, day by day, meal by meal. That's why I give you guys the step-by-step plan for free. Stop making up excuses. At the end of the day, it's on you. You're 100% in control of what you eat and what you put into your body. So stop saying you don't know what to do. Stop blaming everybody else. Stop blaming the government. Stop blaming for your kids, for the love of God. It kills me. People are like, well, my kids and my family. What about your kids and your family? First off, your spouse is a grown-ass adult. They can make their own food. Your kids, you're the adult. Feed them what you eat. Why? This one's gonna sink in and hit hard. Why are you feeding your children what you do not want to eat when you're trying to lose weight and get healthy? Think about that one for a little bit. That's what I want you guys to leave off with, is why are you feeding your children what you do not eat when you are trying to lose body fat and get healthy? That's why we got 200-pound, 8-year-old children running around here in America. But you can absolutely get the results. Weight loss surgery, the health repercussions of it, going under the knife, the stress under your body. It's not an end-all be-all. You don't just lose body fat and you're fixed. It's going to come right back when you start eating all the garbage. So continue doing what you're doing, eating real food. Hit your calorie goal. If you guys don't know what your calorie goal is, make sure you guys just go and use the free calorie calculator. Remember, share this out. Let your friends, family, coworkers, let everybody know where they can go to get this weight loss stuff broken down. My goal is to help 5 people every day hit their goals and have the best body they've ever had in their entire life, ladies and gents. Smash that share button. Remember, we're everywhere. Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Coach Tyler Fullerton. Go and find it, follow it, share it.